Punchline. 17 days at sea, and if there's something wrong with our self-steering gear, that's no joke. There's light in the east now. Let's make some coffee, and don't forget to strap in at the stove. It would not be good to get thrown across the cabin and break an arm this close to our goal. That squawking on the VHF radio is our first weather from the station on Hawaii, and picking up the signal this far out is pretty good. The wind ahead is holding at 15 to 25 knots from the east. That hurricane, chasing us with 100-mile-an-hour winds, is still well behind and hundreds of miles south. No way it can catch us now, even if we did kill somebody and brick the corpse behind a wall. Oh, everything's fine. We just can't seem to hold our course, and I don't know why. 0900 hours, morning squalls. The clouds that overtake us from behind are black and dense, and their rain is icy cold. At least it feels icy cold when the cabin is 88 degrees. We should have jibed at dawn, but I figured the wind would shift again, as it often does. No dice. There are gusts to 30 knots now, and I admit I'm putting it off. It seems every time I jibed yesterday, the wind changed an hour later, and I had to jibe back. We have to do something, though. The GPS chart plotter has a persuasive way of instantly computing our arrival at Oahu. On our intended compass course of 240 degrees, it predicts we will make landfall at dawn tomorrow. On our current course of 215 degrees, it says we'll never get there at all. That clarifies the mind, wouldn't you say? A jibe is a simple downwind maneuver. It just means altering course to put the wind on the other side of the sails, which is what we need to do in order to be able to get back on course 240. Jibes are a little more exciting than a tack through the eye of the wind, during which the sails luff a warning. In a jibe, the sails always seem caught unaware, as if everything was happening to them backwards, and they tend to change sides with offended suddenness. I like to jibe because it reminds the sails who's boss. Sometimes the boat jibes itself, which results in an embarrassing brooch and an apology from me. But usually the sails and I get along pretty well and agree on the same course. But not now. We aren't going in a straight line, and that's what throws the boat around. We yaw 30 or even 40 degrees off heading, which has not happened before in more than 2,000 nautical miles together. The self-steering gear has been impeccable, reading the wind with its weather vane and turning the wheel without any help from me. Even downwind, it rarely deviates 10 degrees, when a human at the helm would do worse and be quickly tired out by the effort. Okay, it's getting light, and we're surrounded by squalls with a big one bearing down on us right now from astern. The coffee will have to wait. It's time to jibe. So let's rehearse the steps. The damaged whisker pole is holding the Genoa jib out on the left-hand side of the boat. The boom is holding the mainsail out on the right side. I need to furl the Genoa jib around the forestay and re-rig the sheets. I've done it 1,000 times, although not 1,000 times in 8-foot seas and 30 knots. All right, clip your tether onto the jackline and follow me to the base of the mast. Wow! White caps and breaking crests all around us. We must be doing 10 knots surfing down these long seas. Ready for the foredeck dance? It might not be pretty, but I need to balance on the pitching bow, detach the 12-foot whisker pole overhead from its connection on the mast, lower the pole on deck, crawl forward to clip on the new windward sheet, and then hoist and wrestle the pole back up on its new starboard side. No, I am not panting. I am merely breathing deeply. See any lines fouled? Nope, the setup looks pretty good, so pick a moment between waves and we'll scramble back to the cockpit. The squall's almost here, but there's still time. Put the new Genoa sheet around its winch and crank it in while feeding.